was mostly like doing shows. Maybe the first 2 years there weren't much of a seriousness going on with the band. It was mostly just out of fun that we were doing this. But then kind of started to do more and more shows and kind of ended up writing some more songs and we've been wanting to wait the right time to put it on a record, and so that's why it kind of took a while to release the first record.
You're also attending music school?
We are not anymore.
Not anymore, you graduated, congratulations. But I assume like...
You don't really graduated.
No?
Just a little bit there.
But I guess that community has still really influenced your sound, and I was just interested into what the local music scene is like in terms of genre and how that's kind of influenced your playing and maybe writing.
Yeah, we met a lot of people there, lots of people that became friends. We kind of influenced each other at first, so it was really like a blend of all the different musical backgrounds that everyone was coming from. So people that were more into electronic body music or sometimes classical, jazz, whatever. Yeah, just going out to the music venues in Lyon, the Sonic, for instance, which is a great music venue. Yeah, the scene is really great and have lots of great bands. There's no particular style that could define what the music scene is, but more like a conglomerate of friends.
What has it been like touring and playing Area Silencio? It's like such a, I don't know, it's such an interesting body of work, and we'll get to it, but what's it been like kind of taking that to the stage and hearing an audience kind of react to it?
Well, the thing is, we've played the songs for quite a while before it was released on record, because we didn't have any other songs, so it was kind of the opposite. We adapted the songs live to the record, from the live to the record. And so we already knew what the audience would react. But I guess when the album came out, then we sort of have like a, maybe the audience is more engaged into the live show.
Yeah.
So there's more people that know the songs than obviously before the album was released. So yeah, it's great. It's sort of like a second life to those songs that we've been playing for like quite a while.
I think your music feels unique, is such a trite word to use, but it just feels quite maybe specific is better, and it feels quite curated in terms of maybe the music that you've been listening to. What are the influences that you guys think are the most important, or just maybe what is the music that inspires you?
I think for this first album we were more into 80s music, but at the moment we started recording the album, we were into other influences, we tried to capture these songs.
Oh yeah, so it was mostly songs influenced by the 80s, but we tried to capture this and make them in a way that they would be relevant today within a sound that sort of the current sound, so to speak. Try to make it more modern and not indulge in sort of nostalgia or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's so cool, because it doesn't feel like imitating at all. It does feel like taking what was made and turning it into something new. Yeah, I've really loved the album so much. I listen to it a lot. K9 is one of my favorite songs. It's just like really, I don't know, it's just so interesting. But you have songs that are written in Spanish, English and French. And was there anything that informs the language that you decide to write in, or is that more of like an intrinsic thing? I think because...
Mostly... It's instinctive. Obviously, most of the time it's gonna be English, because for some reason French people can't sing in French. I don't know why. But it's mostly English-influenced music, in the way that all the bands that we were listening to, they were like American, British. It's just how the music sounds and how it feels that's maybe gonna inspire some French words, some German words, Spanish, whatever. but most of the time it's mostly English.
And I find that when I'm listening to your music, my favorite parts are kind of your bass lines. They're always so slick, but then you layer like all of these synths on top, which are so textural and interesting. What is the process that you guys go through as a band when it comes to the instrumental parts of your songs? Like, how do you go about layering everything together to sound so cohesive?
Yeah, well, sort of how you analyzed it, it's mainly starts from the drums and the bass. I'm on the programming and the bass, so that's why I try to make a sort of an interesting basis for the band to compose around. And then, yeah, it's just, I sort of leave it to Amélie and Elisa to layer whatever they want to layer upon it. So since vocals, it's like a patchwork, and so yeah, vocals, guitars, or samples sometimes. And then we just sort of gather the three of us together in a room and try to jam it out, and if it works, it works.
Your upcoming single, which is what I'll be playing on the show, it feels like a real development of your sound and perhaps a turn to something a little bit more experimental. Tell us about the development process of your song, and was there anything more that you wanted to explore on your upcoming music that you hadn't before?
I think we are getting more electronic, but also more acoustic. On the new song, you have we recorded a real drum, so
more hybrid. Yeah,
and yeah, the second album will be recorded in the studio.
Yeah, I think we just, as you said, got more confident also in the way that we write. Yeah, just sort of finding our sound and going to a more specific direction.